Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. James finally got a chance to see A Doll's House Part 2 last night, thus, I'm here by myself. I will also be flying solo tomorrow as well, as I will be seeing the national tour of Matilda when it swings into the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts here in Orlando tonight. I will have a review of that on the end of tomorrow's episode, so if Matilda is heading to your neck of the woods anytime soon, stay tuned for that review tomorrow. Okay, on to the news. For those of you that listen early in the morning every day, we apologize. We are coming to you a little late than normal, but that is because we wanted to be amongst the first to let you know that the Roundabout Theatre Company has announced that this fall, Downton Abbey star Elizabeth McGovern, or Cora the Countess of Grantham if you prefer, will lead the first Broadway revival of J.B. Priestley's Time in the Conways. The play, to be directed by Indecent's Rebecca Taichman, originally premiered on Broadway all the way back in 1938 and is set in London across 15 years between the two world wars. Not too far of a cry from what McGovern is used to in Downton Abbey. However, what many people don't realize is that this is not McGovern's first run with the Roundabout Theatre Company. She played Ophelia in a production of Hamlet back in 1992. Anyway, back to Time in the Conways. The revival will begin performances at the American Airlines Theater on September 14th and is scheduled to run through November 26th. But, of course, if things go well, extensions further into the holiday season are always possible, if not probable. This show will follow the Broadway debut of Marvin's Room, which will be running at the American Airlines Theater this summer, starring Janine Garofalo, Lily Taylor, and more. Further casting and creative team announcements for Time in the Conways will be made shortly. As I've said before, I love this time of year when we're starting to get rumors and news about what's coming up in the new Broadway season. My spreadsheet of Broadway houses and what shows are coming, what shows are going, what theaters might potentially be open. I love filling in slots on that. So Broadway, bring it on. I want more. Feed me. Unfortunately, on the heels of discussing that exciting new production for Broadway, we do have to discuss one that is leaving us earlier than originally planned. As yesterday, Scott Rudin and Lincoln Center announced that their joint production of The Glass Menagerie, starring Sally Field, Joe Mantello, Finn Wittrock, and Madison Ferris, will close on May 21st, 6 weeks earlier than originally planned. The show has been unbelievably divisive, with theatergoers and critics split on director Sam Gold's incredibly stripped-back approach to the classic Tennessee Williams memory play. The show's grosses have been, unfortunately, on a steady decline since the beginning of April, dropping from its high point in the last full week of March at $441,000 to just $269,537 last week. And with the show getting only one Tony nomination, Sally Field for Best Lead Actress in a Play, Rudin and Lincoln Center decided that they didn't see a path to getting back above the Mendoza line and pulled the plug. The decision is a little surprising considering how big of a star Sally Field is. I thought maybe the advances for late May, early June, when you start to get more tourists, might have picked up just on her name alone. But unfortunately, it looks like they didn't. Of course, we'll never truly know if the show's violently polarized reviews or perhaps the fact that Broadway had a beloved Menagerie revival just 3 years ago did the production end. But we do know that, as he's talked about on Broadway radio a number of times, James loved the production and he is not alone. So I hope that everyone else who enjoyed it or thought that they might appreciate Gold's concept for this production gets a chance to head over to the Belasco and see it before it ends a week from this coming Sunday. Continuing on what seems to be a little bit of a roller coaster ride for this episode so far, we are back on a high note because yesterday the Broadway production of School of Rock announced that it had officially recouped its entire investment. The show began performances on November 9th of 2015, and the West End production, which won an Olivier for Outstanding Musical Achievement, is expected to recoup as well this coming July. Obviously, every show is different, but 17 months is, I guess, a little longer than you would normally expect for a show that averages over $1 million a week to recoup, but with all of the extra expenses involved with a cast of so many kids, it's a testament to the show and the production and the management that it has been able to become profitable at all. Congratulations to everyone over at the Winter Garden, at the Musical Company, at Really Useful Group, and Andrew Lloyd Webber himself, because as I think, this is his first new show to be profitable on Broadway since Phantom of the Opera. Not that he's, you know, losing too much sleep about whether or not his shows are profitable, because he's got more money than God. Anyway, on to some show and casting news. Alec Baldwin, Walter Bobby, Linda Amand, Raul Esparza, Bill Irwin, and more have been added to the cast of tomorrow's reading of All the President's Men, at Town Hall. The event is a one-night-only co-production between the Public Theatre and London's National Theatre, and will feature verbatim recreations of the Senate confirmation hearings of our new administration's cabinet. That being said, I wonder, with yesterday's firing of FBI Director James Comey, if we're going to need a sequel sooner rather than later. Yesterday, it was also announced that the new stage adaptation of the game and subsequent film, Clue, will launch a national tour beginning in the fall of 2018. The show features a script by Jonathan Lynn, who wrote the cult classic film, and features new material from Hunter Foster and Eric Price. Foster directed the world premiere of the play at the Bucks County Playhouse in Pennsylvania, which runs through May 20th, so if you want to see it, get out there. The touring cast and full itinerary will be announced at a later date, but I did speak with our own Peter Felicia last night, and I know that he is going to head out to Bucks County to see the show, so I would expect a review on This Week on Broadway in the next week or so. That cast is led by Sally Struthers, Lindsay Nicole Chambers, Aaron Dilley, Carson Elrod, and more. Yesterday, the Barrington Stage Company announced their initial season casting, and stage and screen star Aaron Tveit will headline a production of Stephen Sondheim and George Firth's musical, Company. Ellen Harvey, currently being seen in Present Laughter on Broadway, will play Joanne, Kate Loprist will play Susan, and more. That production is scheduled to run from August 10th through September 2nd. Also on the Barrington slate is a production of Ragtime, with Elizabeth Stanley as Mother and Anne L. Nathan as Emma Goldman, a role which she understudied in the original Broadway production. Also in the season will be productions of Jeffrey Sweet's Kunstler, Connor McPherson's The Birds, Alan Ackbourn's Taking Steps, Stephen Karam's Speech and Debate, a concert of William Finn songs narrated by the composer himself, a one-night-only concert from Joe Iconis and family, Ed Dixon's off-Broadway hit Georgie, and more. We will have a link to the complete season and casting announcements in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com. Next up, yesterday, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS announced that the one-night-only concert Deconstructing Patty, which was originally scheduled for this Sunday, May 14th, has been pushed back to September 24th to be the final event of the 31st Annual Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction. The concert was or is to feature songs and stories from Patti LuPone and Seth Rudetsky. This is a show they've done out on the road before, but this was or is scheduled to be the New York premiere of the concert. The show will still take place at 9 p.m., this time on September 24th, as I said, and will still occur at the Nederlander Theater, where War Paint is currently running. Okay, finally, the New York Post's Michael Riedel posted an article last night about star-studded London plays that could potentially be coming to Broadway. A lot of these are things we've talked about before, even recently, but I did want to run through them really quick. Of course, the thing leading the way is the National Theatre production of Angels in America, which stars Nathan Lane as Roy Cohn and Andrew Garfield as Pryor. Riedel says that there are a number of producers that went over and saw the opening last week and were really impressed with the production. However, many are nervous about whether this big show with a big cast that is really expensive and really long might not be commercially viable in New York, despite how acclaimed this production is and how beloved the property is as a whole. Some producers would love to do just the first half because part two, they say, is just not as good. Because of the commercial hesitance, Riedel does posit that potentially Lincoln Center or perhaps BAM, which is what actually James suggested when we discussed this on Monday's show, could be a good nonprofit landing spot for the play. In the meantime, there will be a live broadcast this summer. Part one will be on July 20th and part two will be on the 27th, I believe. I think that probably varies depending on where you are in the country, so check your movie theater listings. Another show that Riedel mentions is The Kid Stays in the Picture, which just wrapped up at the Royal Court. That play is adapted and directed by Simon McBurney, who was on Broadway last year in The Encounter, and it's based on a celebrated memoir by Hollywood producer Robert Evans. It's fast-paced multimedia, which if you saw The Encounter should not be a surprise, but it didn't get super great reviews when it originally opened, but Barbara Broccoli, who is the executive who controls the James Bond movie franchise, is producing it and seems intent on bringing it into a Schubert Theater in September. We've talked about this before, and even though it didn't get great reviews, while Andrew Lloyd Webber might have more money than God, Barbara Broccoli signs God's paychecks, so if she wants it to come to Broadway, it's probably coming to Broadway. And then the final show that Riedel mentions is something we've talked about recently as well, and that is the upcoming stage adaptation of All About Eve that's going to be directed by Ivo Vanhove and will star the great Cate Blanchett. Obviously, with Sonia Friedman producing, who seems to have, as Riedel says, a pipeline to Broadway, it wouldn't be a super big shock if she does bring it into New York, especially with the star power directing and on stage. So, we'll see. I'll put the link to Riedel's article in the show notes at BroadwayRadio.com if you want to check out that full thing. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. You can subscribe to Sound Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. As I said, I'll be here alone tomorrow, but I will have a review of Matilda the Musical's national tour, so stay tuned for that, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.